are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. January 8th. 5 minutes past the hour. Thank you all for tuning in and being so diligent. 1-877 Doc Dolly. 1-877 DOCDALI. You know, we were just talking about in the previous hour healthcare spending and how it's reached the 2.7 trillion mark, just healthcare spending alone. Now, a report today comes out saying Obama administration spent $18 billion on immigration enforcement last year. Now we're going to start to see what's been spent on, you know, various different aspects, because the media has to soon cover the fiscal cliff negotiations where the Republicans in the House have vowed to cut spending. And Obama had blamed all the spending on Congress. Obama had said Congress is the one that okayed all the spending, so they're the ones causing the spending, not me. Well, then the Republicans are going to fight. Then they're going to cut the spending that allegedly they're being blamed for. Well, they say that the Obama administration spent nearly $18 billion on immigration enforcement last year, significantly more than its spending on all the other major federal law enforcement agencies combined. Now, this is a report that was published by the Migration Policy Institute, which is a nonpartisan research group in Washington. Now, they say, based on the vast resources devoted to monitoring foreigners coming into and out of the country and to detaining and deporting illegal immigrants, immigration control has become the federal government's highest criminal law enforcement priority, which kind of confuses me, because didn't Obama stop deporting? Aren't we now doing the DREAM Act, and there's scholarships for illegals now, and they're getting free schooling and free health care? I'm not sure then where all the money is going to controlling immigration. In recent years, have found that two main immigration enforcement agencies and the Department of Homeland Security have referred more cases to the courts for prosecution than all of the Justice Department law enforcement agencies combined, including FBI, DEA, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. And the total spending on those agencies was $14 billion, whereas the immigration is $18 billion. Now, apparently there's a 182-page report, right, which President Obama has pledged to deal with immigration, although we feel he's going to be a little bit more lax. Now, will that laxity cause less spending, or will that laxity cause more spending? That's what I want to know. Okay, Republicans have argued that federal authorities must do much more to strengthen enforcement before Congress can consider any legalization for an estimated 11 million illegal immigrants in the country. They say the enforcement first policy that has been advocated by many in Congress and the public is a precondition for considering broader immigration reform, has de facto become the nation's singular immigration policy. You can tell that was written by a lawyer. All right, what we're having, like, let's say, for example, with our schools, okay? We have overcrowded schools. We have teachers having to purchase their own products and supplies for the classrooms, and teachers are telling me they have many illegals in the schools. So if an illegal family isn't, you know, filing a tax return, paying taxes, they're getting free care. Now, they're getting free education. And some of us, we're fine with that. We're like, look, you know, it's not the kids' fault that they're here. Give the kids an education while they're here. Why not? All right? Some of us are like, but wait a second, okay? You know, my teachers, what if they don't want to spend the money on extra supplies? What does my kid do? And I'm paying taxes. So there's obviously both sides debating this. My question to you is, if the government is spending $18 billion on immigration, how are we in this situation where we have illegal immigrants using our healthcare dollars in the hospitals, illegal immigrants using our schooling? You would think, I mean, if immigration is costing $18 billion, you know, maybe we're not doing that good a job. You know, we discussed this after the Listeria outbreak. The FDA claimed they need more money. The FDA claimed they needed more money to do their job. I'm like, but if they're already getting millions of dollars or billions of dollars a year and they didn't do their job, why don't we fine-tune and figure out where the wasteful spending is. Because, obviously, they aren't doing their job if we could have had that Listeria cantaloupe outbreak like we did last year. Or was it the year? It's been over a year now. So, I'm not sure where they need to go with this. I mean, if the $18 billion, and maybe I have no idea what it costs to enforce immigration, okay? Maybe I have no idea. I mean, all I know is there's a lot of legislation now kind of bringing back don't ask, don't tell, except for immigration. Don't ask them if they're here illegally, and you guys don't tell. But if that's saving you money, then where's the $18 billion going? I mean, do we really have many more? I mean, is it, you know, being devil's advocate, is the government really swamped? Are they completely taxed with this? Do they have so many illegals sneaking in that they really can't handle it? They can't? I mean, Arizona came up with a solution for securing the borders, at least for Arizona's border. Government didn't like it. I mean, if the government is that taxed and having that many problems keeping people from going over the border, and they don't like the idea of fences, and they don't want to increase security, and they don't want to increase checkpoints, well then, I mean, let the states come up with their own ideas if the federal government doesn't have the money. You know, it just, to me, it's so hypocritical. And we were talking about, like I said, in the previous hour, $2.7 trillion in healthcare spending. All right, well, if a lot of the spending goes to people that aren't paying their bills and illegals that are using our hospital system, you know, maybe we need to take a look at that $18 billion that we're using on immigration and make sure it's being used wisely. Let's look at Napolitano's salary. Let's look at people's salaries. Let's look at what they're getting. Let's, you know, some of the people that are doing desk jobs, what's going on? What can we do electronically? Can we downsize the desks and increase the patrol? I mean, I don't know why $18 billion isn't enough. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And please follow us on Facebook on The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess you probably heard today that AIG, who was American International Group, who was saved by the big 2008 bailout, is now considering suing the U.S. government, because they said the bailout terms were unfair to investors. I'm sure you guys heard about it. All right. Apparently, it was, I think, a $182 billion bailout in 2008 to save much of Wall Street, such that we didn't have a bigger economic collapse than was predicted. Some of us agreed with the bailout. Some of us didn't. But I guess the directors of AIG plan to meet tomorrow to consider joining a lawsuit against the U.S. government, arguing that federal officials imposed unfair terms on the company while rescuing it from collapse during the financial crisis. Now, you know, when the whole, all the bailout stuff was going on back in 2008, you know, the debate was, well, wait a second, you know, should we let these big companies fall? All right, but everybody was so afraid of a 1929 depression that they thought giving money to these companies, saving the automotive industry, saving Wall Street would be a positive move. Many people say it worked. Other people say no. I'm not an economist, so I really don't know. You know, I mean, I always thought that there was a natural selection of things with business, and we've talked about that. You know, in the olden days, you had a little mom-and-pop shop. You had street vendors, etc. You know, then some department stores started to take over in the 40s and 50s, and a lot of little shops started to die out because you had department stores and people could go to the department stores. Then little specialty shops started to make a comeback again, and then more bigger companies like Walmart, or Gemco came before that, and Kmart, and then Walmart and Target, and then specialty small shops are now coming back again in full circle. They don't look like small shops, but many of the things you buy online with cyber shopping come from stores that are basically operated out of people's homes. So the small mom and pop shops are back again. And from what I understand, beating some of these big companies with shopping. Now we could go online, we could find the product we want. Whoever works with a wholesaler out of their house gets the product, has it shipped. And these little mom and pop shops are starting to beat out Best Buy and a lot of these bigger companies. There was a report joking that, even though it's not a joke, that Best Buy a lot of times is kind of called the like the display windows, where people will go to Best Buy so they could touch the things and, you know, play with them and find out what they want, and then they go online to find it cheaper somewhere. So there's a circle of life, whether it's with life, whether it's with nature, whether it's with economics. So there was an argument to be made that if the big companies did fail, then small companies could rise again. Right? You know, and why waste taxpaying dollars on a company that mismanaged their money? I mean, there was a whole variety of criticisms about the bailout. And like I said, I really don't understand much about it. I don't really know if the bailout did save us from a worse recession or did it prolong us, and this is why we have the recession and the taxpaying dollars and the spending. But it does seem a little odd that AIG would now come back and sue the very people that bailed them out. Now, are the interest rates and are a lot of the, terms that were a part of the deal now bombarding? Overbearing? I mean, you know, a lot of people, like for example, let's say a pawn shop, right? They'll go to a pawn shop, they'll pawn something, and I guess how a pawn works is you bring in an item, they loan you money for what the item is, way less than what the item is worth, all right? And then you get charged interest, okay? And then if you want your item back, you have to pay the original amount of money plus the interest, and you get your item back. If you never come back, then the item is kept. Well, somebody could complain, oh, my God, well, the interest is ridiculous. Okay, now I want my item back, but that's ridiculous. Really? So I borrowed $7,000, but now you want $9,000? You know, well, we gave you the terms to begin with when you wanted the money. So a lot of people, when they need help, they're like, that's fine. Now that they're comfortable, and they're now probably trying to look at their bottom line, and they have to see what they have to pay back the government, which was probably a very high interest rated loan, now they're complaining. Okay, so on the outset, I'm looking at this as, you know, come on, guys. I mean, you know, you wanted the money, you took the money, there were high terms, you should have known what the terms were before you signed it, and if you did, if the terms were okay back then, they have to be okay now. I mean, that's what a legal contract is. Or did the government, you know, in order to make the bailout digestible for the rest of us, make the interest so high such that they can later claim they made money? Now, there was a news report a couple weeks ago claiming that the government made a great profit on a loan given to one of the companies that benefited from the bailout. So, you see, guys, the government made money. And people are like, oh, yay, the government, woo, okay, smart move. I mean, maybe the one way they were able to get Congress to vote for this is they said, look, by the time the interest is said and done, we're going to make money on this, so we didn't really lose money, it didn't hurt the taxpaying dollars. And maybe a lot of people are like, great, that's fine. You know, but then, for AIG to actually go into a lawsuit, get the negative stigma that they're going to get, all right, for this, all right, because a lot of people are like, are you kidding me? How ungrateful can you be? I'm wondering what these terms are, and were they really, what is it, shark? What's the word that I'm, you guys, what's that word with the shark? You know, loan shark type. You know, I mean, were they loan shark rates? So it's kind of interesting to see, but that was a pretty big news story today that we're following. Just, you know, one of the bailout companies actually turning around and suing the government. You know, I don't ever want to take the side of the person that's getting sued. I think some lawsuits are justified. But, like, you know, the case where the man had donated sperm to a lesbian couple, and now he's basically being sought after by the state for child support. You guys heard about that? We talked about that on the show, where I guess a gentleman a few years ago answered a Craigslist ad to provide sperm for artificial insemination of a lesbian couple. The lesbian couple had broken up a few years ago, but one of the partners was still paying the other partner to raise a child that was born through the artificial insemination. Partner apparently lost her job, maybe has some medical problems, can't afford to pay. So now the mother is not getting child support that they need, so the state is now turning to the man who donated the sperm. And the reason why they have a case is none of this happened in a regular fertility clinic or through a sperm bank. He answered a Craigslist ad. All right, but even though, you know, people are like, okay, well, gosh, you know, he was stupid to answer an ad. You don't donate to sperm just for whatever, you know, benefit or monetary amount they're promising. I mean, the matter of the fact is this guy provided something to them and allowed them to make a life. And then they're turning around going after him for child support years later when he did good. And I just see that with people. Somebody helps you, and the person that helps is the one that later is the brunt of the attack and the target. And it just kind of blows your mind that that's just what people do, or companies think, or couples think. It just blows your mind. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, the thing with medicine is, remember they came up with kill the messenger? You know, I can't tell you how many people will get mad at their doctors, because their doctors are the one that found the cancer. They found the cancer. They saved the people's life. They found the cancer. They saved the life. Got them in with a cancer specialist. Cancer was being, you know, treated. Yes, the person does undergo chemotherapy. The person does undergo a lot of doctor bills. But they never see that doctor again. A, because it reminds them of when they were diagnosed with cancer. They don't want to think about it. Or B, they're just mad because their life changed because the doctor found it. And doctors tell me this all the time. You know, they do probably one of the, you know, what we're trained to do. We do the epitome of our job, and we still lose the patient. You know, and now I understand a patient not wanting to be reminded of what happened. Like, for example, we had a patient we diagnosed with colon cancer. Unfortunately, she was late stage by the time we got her. And she had been a part of the Dr. Desai Hepatitis Clinic case where her colonoscopy was apparently done too quickly, such that when I saw her, and I'm like, well, you know, I like to check for blood in the stool. Even though you had a colonoscopy last year, she had a lot of blood in her stool. So I sent her back for a new colonoscopy with a new doctor, and they found colon cancer stage 4. I don't know how that could have been missed a year ago, but it was, because the colonoscopy was probably done too fast. Anyway, she ends up dying. Lovely lady. But the daughter had said, look, she really couldn't come to my clinic for a couple years because it reminded her of her mom. Now she's okay, kind of, you know, better with it, so she could come see me. But interesting, though. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and Don working the dials. Thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget, we do have an iPhone app and an Android app for free. You can download these apps at your Apple Store or Droid Store or go to my website. There's two icons there for you to hit so you can download the apps. And then you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want. Also, we review. You'll be able to listen to shows that you missed, and it'll connect you to podcasts. Very important. We are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon every day. Monday through Friday, and then 10 o'clock on Saturdays. That's all Pacific time. 9 to noon Pacific time, Monday through Friday, 10 o'clock on Saturdays. If you ever miss any of the shows and you still want to call in, do so. We have an answer line at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We will play your question, answer your question on the next live hour. If you miss it the next next day, not a big deal, because again, you can pick it up on your iPhone, the podcast, etc. So, you know, it should be pretty easy to do. Of course, our website will take your emails. You can go to our website at drdahlia.com. There's a place for you to send a question. If you want an answer back, don't forget to put your email in. Many of you, you'll fill out the contact form, but you'll forget to put your email in. I can't hit reply because it just goes to the website server. It doesn't go to you. So don't forget to put your email there so I'm able to answer your questions. When you are on my website, we have a guest book. I would love for you to sign in to our guest book. This way I can see who's listening. I love it. I love seeing you guys on there. So please sign in to the guest book. And don't forget to think about the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan cruise. We are leaving June 28th, coming back July 5th, leaving out of Seattle, going up the Inside Passage to Alaska. It is going to be an exquisite trip. We were able to block off rooms at a good rate from last fall. From what I understand, the rate skyrocketed and the ship is already sold out, even though we still have rooms available. So go to our website at drdahlia.com to book that right away. All right, and it's going to be hot. It's going to be a hot year. Now, interesting, the news today, they say in 2012 was the hottest year on record in the continental United States. This is being reported by the Washington Post. They say last year was the hottest year on record for the continental United States, shattering the previous mark set in 1998 by a wide margin. This is according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The average temperature was 55.3 degrees, 1 degree above the previous record, and 3.2 degrees more than the 20th century average. Temperatures were above normal in every month between June 2011 and September 2012. They say the 16-month stretch has not occurred since the government began keeping records back in 1895. Now, federal scientists say the data is compelling evidence that climate change is affecting weather in the United States and suggested that the nation's weather is likely to be hotter, drier, and potentially more extreme than it would have been without the warmer temperatures. They say last year's record temperature is clearly symptomatic of changing climate. Okay, we know that. I mean, there was an interesting study saying that Antarctica is building up ice at the same rate the Arctic is losing it. So one theory that is kind of circulating out there is it may not be global warming, but the northern hemisphere is feeling warmer, but the southern hemisphere has been cooler. Now, NASA had found that Antarctica was building up ice just as quickly as the Arctic was losing it. So is this a rotational thing? I don't know. I mean, we know that things have been getting warmer. And according to this study, this is the United States. Remember, United States is in the northern hemisphere. Now, again, I don't know much about climate change. I don't know much about the Earth's axis. I know it has one. Okay, and I know things have been getting warmer. I don't know if I want to blame us, per se. I remember the 50s, there was some very, very high temperatures. It had a very, very hot year. There was even, I think, in the late 1800s, there was, I mean, again, you wonder, you know, how good were measurements back then, too. You know, but I found that extremely fascinating that the Antarctic ice would be growing, which means it's the southern hemisphere dealing with the opposite of climate change. I'm not sure. All right. They said Alaska, the Pacific Northwest, did not experience record-setting heat last year. A cool weather pattern over the Pacific Ocean kept temperatures low. Yeah, from what I hear, the last year or two, they had major snow. All right. 2009, the world's leaders pledged to keep global temperatures from rising above pre-industrial levels by 2 degrees Celsius or 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Now many academics and policymakers say that goal may be out of reach. They say we have to begin the conversation about cruising past 2 degrees because we're on a course for that. Now, of course, they've been predicting the flooding. If the Arctic ice melts, we have the flooding. We have, you know, damage to crops. We have damage to animals, sea life, humans. I mean, a variety of different things can happen if we are undergoing global warming. But I would like somebody to investigate more what NASA had brought up regarding the Antarctic ice because this may be an Earth type of shift. And an Earth type of shift, I mean, I just don't know if it's man-controlled. I have a hard time thinking man is controlling this. I think there's powers beyond us that are controlling this, which you know. I mean, of course, carbon. carbon emissions or carbon footprint is at the foot of the debate, shall I say, and or the center of the debate. And, you know, yes, I mean, I do agree that we should have better air. I do agree that we should have less emissions. I would love a better environment. I work for the EPA. I may be a conservative, but I still am for, I mean, most of conservatives are for, you know, a good, healthy environment. But it just, I want to make sure we're not laying blame on the wrong thing. If we have a tilting issue with our access, all right, then that's something that needs to be identified as opposed to just blaming it on our emissions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They were discussing how these electric cars, they need to have better warnings on them because first responders are getting electrocuted. If they don't know it's a, you know, if they think it's just a regular car that they've been, practicing rescues on and, you know, have had, you know, 20 plus years experience with, all of a sudden these electric cars are causing electrocution risks. So we have to make sure that as we do go more electric, we make sure we warn our first responders as well as others. All right, 1 in 8 women are binge drinkers. That's it. CDC reports that 1 in 8 women are binge drinking. And this binge drinking can lead to breast cancer, heart disease, STDs, unintended pregnancies. Binge drinking, they say, is an underrecognized problem for millions of U.S. women. 1 in 5 high school girls overindulging on booze on a regular basis, they say. CDC looked at 278,000 women 18 or older, as well as 7,500 high school students. Using data from the 2011 Behavior Risk Factor Surveillance System, data highlights drinking behavior reported by the women themselves over a 30-day period. Binge drinking, defined as women as 4 or more drinks on one occasion, was most common in the 18 to 34-year-olds, high school girls, whites, and Hispanics, and women with household incomes of $75,000 or more. They say the adult binge drinkers average 3.2 instances per month, average 5.7 drinks consumed. Women in the 18 to 24 bracket average slightly higher at 3.6 monthly binges and 6.4 drinks per session. They say 40% of high school girls reported trying alcohol, and half of those reported binge drinking, equal with boys. So, you know, I mean, the girls are starting to catch up. Now, they still say adult men are twice as likely to drink excessively than women, according to the CDC, but it is rising with women, and it is rising with high school students. You know, a bunch of the boys were doing a sleepover, and they were talking about doing shots, and they were trying to do little shots with their apple juice, okay? Because they thought the idea of everybody doing shots was cool. Now, of course, you know, I'm like, look, guys, okay, drink the apple juice normally in your cups. You don't have to be doing shots. That's stupid. You know, and I tried to dissuade that behavior. But, I mean, already in middle school, I mean, that they're just getting ready for high school where you get drunk and you get stupid and you get silly. But when people get drunk, when people get stupid, when people get silly, they also get hurt. Or they get pregnant, or they get an STD. So we really need to combat teenage drinking. I talked to you all about having a liquor cabinet. When I grew up, we had a liquor cabinet. Couldn't ever find the key. Now people use a bar as part of the decor of the house. So the alcohol's just out there in the open. All right? Don't do it. Don't go away, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue, are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So they say an Illinois man who struck it rich in a lottery was killed by cyanide poisoning. This is crazy. 1 month later. All right, this is being reported by CNN Justice. They say investigators initially ruled Yuruj Khan's manner of death natural. He had won $1 million last month in an Illinois lottery scratch ticket. But after being prompted by a relative, the medical examiner's office of Cook County, Illinois, revisited the case and eventually determined there was a lethal amount of cyanide in Khan's system. that led us to issue an amended death certificate that established cyanide toxicity as a cause of death and the manner of death as a homicide. Now, he was an Indian immigrant, was a, from what we understand, a well-liked, hardworking, successful businessman. And I guess who could have done it? So this is going to be one of these murder mysteries that people are looking at. Apparently, Chicago police spokeswoman Melissa Stratton said, "We are investigating it as a murder, and we're working closely with the medical examiner's office." On June 26, Khan apparently was at a 7-Eleven in Rogers Park section of Chicago. He was surrounded by his wife, daughter, and friends, and had an oversized $1 million check, and recalled his joy upon playing the $3 million cash jackpot game. Tickets sell for $30 apiece. He scratched the ticket, and then he kept saying, "I hit a million," over and over again. 46-year-old man, he jumped 2 feet in the air, ran back to the store, and tipped the clerk $100. See, that's cool. That is way cool. The plan was to use the money for his mortgage, pay off bills, and then a donation to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and invest more into his dry cleaning business. Who did it? Who do you think did it? Someone at the dry cleaning business? I don't know. They said he would have to wait a few weeks to collect his actual winnings, which would have turned out to be $425,000 after taxes. Of course, he's got to pay his fair share, right? Yeah. Really? It only comes out, you win $1 million, it only comes out to $425,000? That sucks. So you're still not a millionaire. All right. I mean, still a lot of money. Still a lot of money, but, I mean, mortgage, that could barely cover it for most people. According to CNN affiliate WGN, the check was issued July 19th, but Khan never got to spend it. The next night, Khan came home, ate dinner, went to bed. Again, only 47 years old. His family later heard a scream and took him to the local hospital. He was later pronounced dead. Death was sudden and unexpected. They didn't think there was any foul play or evidence of trauma. Khan's body underwent external examination and basic toxicology testing. So the medical examiner ruled that he died of probably arteriosclerotic cardiovascular disease. You know, we do see people of Hispanic descent, black, Indian, Native American Indian, a variety of different ethnicities at higher risk for arteriosclerotic cardiovascular disease. And so for a 47-year-old Indian man to have a heart attack, it didn't cause a lot of people to raise an eyebrow, probably. A few days later, a family member approached a doctor who had examined the body and said they felt uncomfortable that it was being ruled natural and suggested they look into it further. And then they did. They found that there was cyanide in the blood. So now they're going to be looking at it as an investigation. I mean, scary stuff, but we all want to know. Okay? I mean, we all want to know, are there sick people out there that want to target lottery winners? And then if so, if you do win the lottery, and you only get to, you know, bring home $425,000 of it, should a fourth of that go to security, right? And, you know, having people watch you. Or, I mean, cyanide poisoning, you wonder, okay, somebody could put in this food. So now it makes you start to think something could be going on in the home. Of course, everybody likes to blame the spouse because the spouse usually has the most to gain from that money. All right, but don't get too hasty yet, okay? A lot of people can make it look like it's the spouse, so then they get off scot-free. So, All right. Crazy story here. Animal hoarders were arrested after police discovered 300 pets stuffed into their home while investigating their missing daughter. Now, Jeffrey O'Neill and it's got to be Jennifer Kovacs. That's a misspelling. Reported their 16-month-old daughter missing after they passed out drunk at a party. When they came to the Florida couple's home, they found dozens of snakes, lizards, rats, and other animals. 300 different pets. Now, thank God the girl was found safe, so don't worry. None of the animals ate her. The girl was found safe, but the parents were arrested after having this whole menagerie of snakes, lizards, rats, animals that made the house practically uninhabitable. Maybe the kid ran away. I don't know. 28-year-old and 26-year-old Kovacs called the police 6 o'clock Sunday morning when they woke up after a party, realized the daughter was not in the house. Police arrived at their home in Oldsmar. The pair were apparently drunk. House had an overwhelming stench due to the animals, both dead and alive. I don't know why they kept dead animals. All right, I wonder if the kid had run away. I'm looking at pictures of the house. Pretty disgusting stuff. There were Burmese pythons, 20 other snakes, more than 100 lizards, 100 rats and mice that were fed to the reptiles, other assorted rodents, and two dead scorpions. Yeah, we should probably talk about hoarding. You know, why people do it. Oh, pretty scary stuff. Well, hopefully the girl gets to have good foster care. You know, have some protection. All right, so they say here, a study comes out saying these American doctors that have to deal with lawsuits. It kind of gives us a little insight of what doctors have to go through. And they say the time spent is definitely taking its toll, and American doctors spend nearly 11% of their careers. Can you believe that? One-tenth of their time dealing with malpractice claims, waiting for it to be resolved. Okay, the analysis of data from a large national malpractice insurance agency revealed that some specialists spend nearly a third of their careers with open malpractice claims. They say most malpractice claims aren't filed until almost 2 years after the incident, and then it isn't resolved until 43 months after that. So that could be years. Psychiatrists spend the least amount of time with open malpractice claims, about 16 months. Neurosurgeons spend the most amount of time, nearly 131 months. Or 27% of their career. They say the length of time it takes to resolve a malpractice claim takes a toll on patients, doctors, and the legal system. Well, also, when doctors have to deal with the lawyers, doctors have to spend money on the lawyers, doctors have to deal with the time in court, they lose money. I mean, everyone's like, when are doctors going to lower their rates? Well, insurance pays whatever doctor could raise their rates as the day is long. The insurance company's only going to pay what they want to. But keep in mind, doctors have to factor this in. Not only do you have to pay for your malpractice insurance, it could be anywhere from $20,000 to $110,000 a year, but then as you're dealing with the lawsuits, time off work, it's very, very expensive. They say, we believe that the time required to resolve malpractice claims may be a significant reason that physicians are so vocal about malpractice reform, and that any attempt at malpractice reform will need to take the speed with which the cases are resolved into account. I mean, it is exhausting. I've seen what some of my friends go through. Thank God I haven't gotten sued, but I know it's going to come. I mean, every doctor gets sued at least in their lifetime. And it's scary stuff, especially when, you know, if you're doing everything right, not going to work drunk, not cutting off the wrong leg, right? But somebody's unhappy because you didn't refer them quick enough. That could be something that really, really takes its toll, both on the patient and the doctor. And we've got to figure out a way to make, you know, because the lawsuits are also a big problem to our healthcare spending. And if we don't figure out how to, you know, minimize a lot of the frivolous lawsuits and shorten the time for some of these heavy-duty lawsuits, you're just, I mean, you know, people are picking off doctors one by one by one. I can tell you how many people can't wait to retire after they finish the lawsuit. I'm like, are you kidding me? But we need you. You're a good doctor. You know, this case could have gone either way. All right. Oh, crazy stuff. Just crazy. All right. We also talked about earlier today how head and neck cancers are on the rise. Sexually transmitted HPV infections are causing numerous cancers of the head and neck. Even though many cancers have been found to go down, and many of us are improving, knock on wood, HPV-related cancers on the rise. We discussed how to look for a head and neck type cancer, but we'll definitely review it again. All right, guys. Great day. Cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe and God bless.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail?
AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.